discretion, His Honor Judge Pigmeat Martin Poseidon. Yeah, he the coat of swing is just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line, or this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Whoa, here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Everybody know that.
Welcome to the Verbal Graffiti Podcast, Episode 5. I'm your host, Rick Cruz.
Everybody.
Yes, welcome to the Verbal Graffiti Podcast, Episode 5. This is the power episode, and I am your host, Rick Cruz. Now, you can find this podcast on iTunes and Android. Our official website is verbalgraffitipodcast.com. That's where you can find additional information on this show and also the show notes for each episode. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We have a closed group on Facebook as well, where there's some exclusive content. So, thank you for joining in. And as always, we want to provide something of value that you can immediately apply to your life and share with others in the realm of business, finance, and lifestyle optimization. Now, that song that we came in on, that was Pigmeat Martin, that is credited as the first rap record ever, and it was released in 1968. Now, for me personally, I remember my mother cleaning the house to that song and the Jackson 5, the Supremes, the Motown classics, all of that. And I led into this show with it just because I have a little bit of a story to go into later on in the show. Now, on today's show, I have a big announcement, the one that I was talking up on social media. I'll get into that. I picked a new book for the Hood Book Club, and I'll be giving away some free copies. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about me so we can get better acquainted. And we'll build on the Hood Morning America Wake Up Challenge, as well as discuss a little bit about power. Not 50 TV show power, but just what gives you power, I want to know. Maybe it's something I can benefit from. I mean, I want to learn as much as I want to share. And now for my big announcement. Drum roll, please. And the announcement is, I am releasing a new book. Now, at this point, the book will be self-published. No, it's not an e-book, a Kindle book, a coloring book. It's a book. I'm going to be releasing the book. I'm not going to release the title just yet, but just know that it's something that I've been working on for almost 2 years now, and it's going to be available for pre-order on the Verbal Graffiti Podcast website and the Biltmore Records website first. Now, this book is going to be a New York Times bestseller. So any publishers out there that are interested in previewing the book can contact me at verbalgraffitipodcast@gmail.com. Let's do lunch. So two quick stories. Several years ago, I'm listening to Tony Robbins, a CD series. It's called 7 Steps to Creating Lasting Change, where he's discussing his first book. And the title of the book was Awaken the Giant Within. He's basically saying how a publisher contacted him, flew him into New York and offered him $750,000 for his book. Now, at this point in the 90s, nobody knew who Tony Robbins was, and the publisher thought he was doing him a favor by offering him $750,000 for the book. It was a lot of money, and Tony Robbins was just starting out on his journey, right? Tony Robbins declines the offer and says his asking price is $3 million. Now, after a heated negotiation with the publisher basically raises his offer to $1.5 million. Now, remember, nobody knows who Tony Robbins is at the time. The publisher goes from $750,000 to $1.5 million. And although no one knew who Tony Robbins was, Tony Robbins knew what the book was worth and stuck to his guns. So long story short, at the end of the day, Tony Robbins walks away with $3 million. And it wasn't a bad deal for the publisher, because just imagine how much money that book has made over the years. $3 million was more than worth it. And Tony Robbins stuck to his guns, and he got what he wanted. So if you know what you're worth, go and get what you're worth, right? Another story, the Sylvester Stallone Rocky movie script story. Before the movie came out, Sylvester Stallone was basically a struggling actor who couldn't get a job because of the way he spoke. You know, yo, Adrian, it's Rocky. You know, no one believed in him. He wrote the script for Rocky and decided that he was not going to sell the script unless he played, you know, the main character in the movie. So movie producers read the script. They loved it. They wanted the script, but they just didn't want him to be in the movie. They offered him as much as $250,000 for the script and for him not to be in the movie. They were like, you suck so bad that we'll give you more money just for you not to be in the movie. You know what I mean? So considering that Sylvester Stallone, you know, like the day before, just had to sell his dog for $50 to survive. And now, you know, he's in the movie producer's office and they're offering him $250,000 in the 70s, which is like, you know, probably more than $1 million today. You know, Sylvester Stallone still declines the offer and walks out of the office with no money. Imagine how that felt. But imagine his level of belief in what he was doing. Imagine his conviction, right? You know, he has no money. They're offering him all this money and he made a decision and that's what he was sticking to. So, you know, a few days later, the movie producers call him back into the office and they tell him that because we're taking a big risk with you starring in this movie, we don't think you're going to be able to pull it off. We're only going to offer you $50,000 for the script instead of $250,000, but we'll let you star in a movie. The rest is history. You know, the movie series has gone on, or the movie series alone, the box office ticket sales, has grossed over $1 billion. So talk about knowing what you're worth and the kind of conviction you need to get on that level to make that kind of money. You know, to me, that's inspiring. So that being said, any publishers that want to contact me now about my book, I'm willing to negotiate. But after the book is fully edited and the ink dries, my asking price will be $10 million. Now, let's think about it. You know, Biltmore Records blows up. The book's worth $10 million easily. The podcast blows up. Book's worth $10 million. The nonprofit blows up or just does what I want it to do. The book is worth $10 million. The book alone is going to be worth $10 million by itself. And that's what I'll be asking. Now for the Hood Book Club. And that's club with a K, people. All right. The book for June is The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind in Turbulent Times. It's on Amazon for $11.58. It's on Audible for $19.95. It's by T. Harv Eker. That's T-H-A-R-V-E-K-E-R. His first book was Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. This is the follow-up book to that. Now, if you want a free copy of the book, I will send it to you for free. Just email me at verbalgraffitipodcast@gmail.com. Now, remember, you can get this book for free when you sign up to Audible. So you get your first book free there. I chose this book because it's more than a book. It's a training program. I believe it's something that will provide immediate value to you. And it's also something that you may not have already read. And remember, I choose books that you can work out to. If a book can give you inspiration to lift weights or to work out, it can give you the inspiration to take action on anything that you're trying to accomplish. And just for contrast, you know, I'm recommending The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind during turbulent times. I'm not recommending a book like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. You know, that book is horrible. I prefer books that, you know, help you stay motivated and inspired. So next week, we'll start a discussion on that. Email me. I really want to hear about what books you're reading and what you find inspiring. You know, I honestly appreciate your recommendations and would definitely add those books or those recommendations to my list. And this is the segment called The Hood Book Club. So I just want to share a little bit about myself so you can get better acquainted with who you're listening to. Again, my name is Rick Cruz. I'm from New York. I was born in Uptown Manhattan. My mother and father lived in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, New York, in a small apartment that was directly across the street from my grandmother and grandfather's house, who had 13 kids together. Now, in Brownsville, that was and still is one of the toughest parts of Brooklyn. We lived on Amboy Street. My grandfather was a general in the Army, served in two wars. During wartime, my grandmother worked in a bullet factory. Shout out to my grandmother, who is 97 years old this year. Now, it's funny, at my age, I still remember pieces of my childhood. When I first learned to walk, my grandfather used to take me out drinking with him. not with him, because I wasn't drinking. But where we would go reminds me of the pool hall in that Dead Presidents movie, if you can imagine that. That's where my grandfather used to hang out, and I would go there with him. He'd get me something to eat, and he'd have a couple of drinks. My mother and grandmother both would be so angry when we came back because he'd come up the street staggering, and they said I'd be staggering right behind him like I was drinking. But I wasn't. So we're talking about Brooklyn, people. Amboy Street. On Amboy Street, there were two Mikes, Cripple Mike and Dirty Mike. And I say that with the utmost respect. Cripple Mike, he walked with the braces on his arms. And Dirty Mike, he was known for robbing everybody and beating everybody up. The funny thing is, Dirty Mike lived directly across the hall from me and my family. I remember my grandfather explaining to me why everyone was afraid of Mike Tyson. No disrespect to Mike Tyson, I'm just reporting the facts. Still, hands down, one of the greatest fighters who ever lived. Now, I'm the youngest of three siblings. My father, he was a radio disc jockey, a drug dealer, slash got hooked on drugs himself. My mother, to her credit, had to raise all four kids alone. At one point, I remember her working at McDonald's just to kind of provide for us four. And at one point, we lived in a small project apartment in my aunt's house where we shared one room on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, LES, Lower East Side. And the apartment was in it. The area is called Hell's Kitchen. Now, that was before my mother finally got a job working for a local union. It was called DC 37. She started making money, or she made enough money to basically move my whole family over to Staten Island, including aunts and uncles. And that's where it all started. So you want to talk about humble beginnings? There you go. And now for the Hood Morning America Wake Up Challenge. As discussed in a previous episode, step one of the challenge was to drink as much water as you possibly can as soon as you wake up. Just kind of flushing out toxins first thing in the morning, jumpstarting your metabolism, that kind of thing. Step two, after you drink water, step two of our challenge is going to be to meditate for 3 minutes. So 3 minutes isn't a long time. I know some of you are thinking that, okay, I can't meditate. I tried it. It doesn't work for me. You know, I'm too busy in the morning. I had to get the kids ready. I got to do this. I got to do that. I don't have time to meditate. But that's exactly why you need to meditate. And listen, don't worry about whether or not you're doing it right. Just the simple act of attempting to meditate is a form of meditation. The main thing is that you sit in silence for 3 minutes, take deep cleansing breaths in and out, and clear your mind. And if you're having trouble getting centered, it's a good practice just to focus on appreciation, like appreciation for what you have, another day of life, appreciation for your friends, family, your loved ones, that kind of thing. So appreciation mixed in with the meditation, or even visualization. You can visualize a successful day at work. I know you may have a lot of deadlines to meet, a lot of goals. You know, it may be a stressful environment, but visualize a successful day. What does that look like? And then once you visualize it for the 3 minutes, just go out and make that visualization a reality. So they say it takes 21 days to form a habit. That's what we're doing. We're just going to create a 5-step routine. And then after we create that routine, we'll do a 30-day challenge. Okay, let's talk about power. You know, they say money is power. Knowledge is power. You know, power you is power. But what does that mean, you know? And I'm not talking about 50s TV show power. I used to watch that all the time. It was one of my favorite shows. I think I saw the second season. Somebody email me, let me know what's going on, because hey, I don't even have time to watch TV, to be honest with you. But as far as power, let's go with Webster's definition of power, and that's the ability to act or produce an effect. So you and I have the ability to do whatever we put our minds to. We have that ability. We have that power. But where do we get it from, though? You know, I know for me, mine comes from my childhood and my upbringing, but that's obviously not enough because I'm not on the Forbes list. You know what I mean? That's why I need motivation and inspiration every day, because it drives me and keeps me focused. Something I learned later in life as opposed to, you know, earlier. You know, I always feel like I've been motivated. I mean, I went to school for 12 years, working full time, going to school part time. You know, I know what it is. I know how much work that is. But I never learned in school how to put together a podcast. You know, I learned that on my own. You know, a lot of things that I'm doing, I mean, everything that I'm doing, I haven't learned it in school. So, you know, power. We have the power to do whatever we put our minds to. I know Russell Simmons said something, and it stuck with me. He said that, you know, if you learn something late in life, you have a responsibility to help someone else learn it early. That's part of what this podcast is about. You know, the knowledge that we didn't necessarily have growing up, or that experiences, you know, we didn't have that information. Like Donald Trump, you know, I heard somewhere his father used to take him around to collect rent, you know, and that's where he learned business and learned the mindset that made him successful. Not to mention that his father gave him $1 million and told him to get out of here. But the idea is that, you know, a lot of things that we didn't learn and how to live, how to conduct business, it's all mindset and habit and those kinds of things. The goal is business, finance, and lifestyle optimization. Now, optimization means to make the best or most effective use of a situation, opportunity, or resource. So basically, that means you can optimize $50,000 a year. You can optimize $50 million a year. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Optimization is where success and happiness live. You know what I mean? And that's what this podcast is about. Optimizing, you know, what you have and building off of that. Using that as a foundation for everything else that you want in life. That to me is what power is. That's what power is about. You know, having an effect on people, you know, and being able to... For me, my definition, you know, having a positive effect on people, having a positive effect on your surroundings and the world in general, that's power. You can define it whichever way you want, but that's the way I'm going to define it, and that's what this show is about. And that's it for the Verbal Graffiti Podcast, Episode 5. Yes, I am Rick Cruz. This podcast is on iTunes and Android. Please subscribe. I'm looking at that goal of 100,000 downloads per month, and I'm like, how am I going to do it? How are you going to do it? Kicking the door, waving the 4-4. That's how I'm going to do it. Yes, the podcast is on iTunes and Android. Our official website is verbalgraffitipodcast.com. That's where you can find additional information on the podcast about us and just the show notes for each episode. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And we do have a closed group on Facebook where there's going to be a lot of really good information. So definitely check that out. And thank you for joining. As always, I hope I've provided something of value that you can immediately apply to your life and share with others in the realm of business, finance, and lifestyle optimization. Peace.